Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
What?
Look. Look.
Look.
Radio.
Radio.
Yip.
No.
Let's go.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley.
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. I return you now.
This is Brian, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Oh, wah, bah, bloom, ah, blah, bam, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go, reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh,
this is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
First, I want to ask you, this is a question that I think is very important to me and very important to the country. When you were in office, and I don't know when this happened or if it happened, did you go through the secret files, the UFO documents? Because if
maybe
I were president, that'd be the first thing I did.
You know, it's funny. My daughters asked the very same question.
They did?
Yeah.
Would you be allowed to tell your daughters what was in those files?
No.
You would not?
No.
Now that you're out of office, you can do anything you want, right?
True, yeah. But I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me. You're not telling me what? Are you not telling me that you looked at them?
I'm not telling you nothing.
So this is something I feel like, if I was the president, and it's unlikely that that is ever going to happen.
You never know.
If I was the president.
It was unlikely that I was going to be president.
The moment I was inaugurated, my hand would just, it'd still be hot from touching the Bible, and I would immediately race to wherever they have the files about Area 51 and the UFOs, and I'd go through everything to find out what happened.
Right.
Did you do that?
That's why you will not be president. Because that's the first thing that you would do.
It's at
the aliens
of my
won't
list.
Let it happen. You reveal all their secrets. They exercise strict control over us.
Now, you know, there are a lot of people that are going to examine your facial expressions here, every twitch, everything, and say, and of course, so did you look? Did you see? Did you explore?
I can't reveal anything.
Oh, really? Because President Clinton said he did go right in, and he did check, and there was nothing.
Well, you know, that's what we're instructed to say.
We are not alone in the universe, at least according to Israel's former head of space security, who's claiming in a new book that alien beings from outer space have been in contact with the U.S. and Israeli governments for years. Chaim Eshed is a retired general and a well-respected professor in Israel, or at least he was before he said this. He claims that these extraterrestrial beings come in peace. He says they're curious about humanity, and they're seeking to understand both the fabric of the universe and cotton, the fabric of our lives. And Eshed claims the president knows about this and was about to spill the beans, but was asked not to in order to prevent mass hysteria, because the last thing Donald Trump would ever want to create is mass hysteria. But I don't know. If this was true, Trump definitely would have talked about it. Or at the very least, he would have done that thing where he dances around it because he's dying to brag that he knows something that we don't. Do I know about aliens? Nobody knows more about aliens than me. Does that mean I've seen them? Who knows? We'll be making a very big announcement very soon, believe me. I believe I'm more likely to believe that there are aliens among us than I am to believe Donald Trump kept quiet about it. He'd be firing off tweets like phaser guns. He'd be, the Galactic Federation is a total disaster. No one has been tougher on planet Zeldar than your favorite president. I am hereby calling for a full and total ban on illegal space aliens from entering the country until we can figure out what the hell is going on. Thank you. But maybe it's true. I don't know. Maybe this is the one secret, other than Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump kept. Maybe it goes even deeper. Here's a thought. Not only does Trump know about the aliens, to protect the world, he married off his daughter to one. Organism B389, AKA the Jared Project. And he's marrying his third favorite son off to one, too.
The best is yet to come.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't.
And we'd like to make.
I'm sorry, Mike, there's
a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
We've been observing your Earth, and
transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate. Together, that's the way to send the message. We declare World Contact Day.
"60 Minutes had a story last night in which they interviewed some very credible former Pentagon and military officials who had video and eyewitness accounts of objects that fly 13,000 miles per hour. They drop 80,000 feet in less than a second. They go underwater. The government calls them unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, which just like the Cardi B song. And they've known about this for a couple of years, but they waited until now to talk about it because I guess... A couple of years ago, they would have been too embarrassed if the aliens said, take us to your leader. They'd be like, eh, not a great idea. But I can't believe so many people didn't see it. I feel like if this story had been on 60 Minutes in, like, 1988, it would be the only thing we talk about for the next 30 years. It would have been the biggest news story of the year. Now it's like, yeah, I heard that. And I also heard Bill Gates was trying to get freaky with one of his employees, right? And so after watching the story, and you should if you haven't, you almost hope they're visitors from another planet, because if China has technology like this, we better learn to speak Mandarin, like, immediately. I have so many questions. I want to know where they come from, what kind of engines or fuel propels these things, what is this information they've been trying to find in hillbillies' butts for all of these years? That's what I want to know.
Thank you. Do you think that aliens exist?
I think it'd actually be kind of stupid if we were the only thing living in this universe. So I do think aliens exist.
I do not think aliens exist. But if they did and came to Earth, I would go in my garage, get my sledgehammer, get a nail, put the nail in their head, and start using the sledgehammer and hitting them on the nail part.
Ouch.
I'm not positive there are real aliens, but I know that if there was another life form, that we would be aliens to them. And so I'm pretty sure that aliens do exist, because we would be the aliens.
No. 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 No.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think aliens probably exist, but probably don't look like we all imagine them to.
What do you think aliens look like?
I think aliens might be invisible.
They might have horns, or their bodies would be invisible, and then you can only see their horns.
I think they might look like humans.
I think they have horns on the top of their head, and they are fat, and they have their eyes to their mouth and their mouth to the eyes. That's really all that I think.
I think they would look like a messed up hurricane.
I think they look like all sorts of different things, just like animals and on the planet Earth do. I think they look all different depending on where they live and all that stuff.
I honestly think that they look like octopuses. They're like all disgusting, and they talk like, and they're all like crazy and all over the place, and they'll be like, and we'll be all scared thinking they're like real octopuses, but when they see their body, think it's all like, and when we finally meet them, we basically, I don't know what they look like, and I don't think I know what they look like, but that's a pretty good description if that was what they would look like. They probably look like octopuses.
Where do aliens live?
Mars.
Probably on the Earth.
I think they live at their home or somebody else's home.
I think aliens live everywhere.
Maybe aliens might live on Mars or Venus or something like that.
What do aliens wear?
I think, honestly, they are intelligent, but I think they are more freer than humans to walk around without clothes. If they do wear clothes, they'd be purple silk robes, and the outline of those would be a yellow rope, and they wouldn't, that'd be the only thing they'd wear. It'd be kind of like a cloak. And have a huge Omega sign on the back of it.
Okay, I would think that aliens would not wear clothing at all.
Aliens might wear gloves, maybe. And they might wear hats with alien faces on it that are talking. And they might wear ties with aliens on it that are talking also.
I think that aliens would probably wear whatever they wanted to.
I think aliens will be naked.
What do aliens do in their free time?
I think that they would play pool in their man caves.
Tired.
I think they will just have fun and play games with their friends, you know. Play school, you know.
I did that. Maybe if they have guns, they might play with their guns.
and probably murder people for their free time.
I bet they're really busy and they don't have much free time.
I think they do whatever they want to do and whatever they have to do.
To stay alive.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.